Hello, and welcome back to another episode of Below the Dot Podcast, where we recap and discuss a new episode of Degrassi, The Next Generation, every Throwback Thursday from the Degrassi Black Hole. I am your co-host, Terry McGregor.
And I am your other host, Chris Sharp.
And today we are recapping season 6, episode 7, titled Working for the Weekend. But before we get into that, we will get into some trivia for Terry.
Yes, I have two questions this week. First one. What career does Alex want to go into?
I feel like the podcast gods are hating on us because you just froze.
Not that it froze. Why are they always trying to hold us back?
Like, okay. We started on the tee today and everything.
What career does Alex want to go into?
A physical therapist? Physiotherapist?
Physiotherapist. Second one, what is the name of Spinner and Jimmy's store?
Dang, they gave their store a name? Or is it the brand?
Sure.
Dang, what the hell did they decide on? No. I know this because I know they had three options.
They did.
Squatchware.
Squatch Designs, but that's fine.
It was Squatch something, because I know the freaking Degrassi fandom wiki said that it was, like, in reference to their old band.
Yes. And I wondered why they didn't do Sasquatch, so I kind of Googled Sasquatch Designs to see if maybe that was. And I imagine probably there is, like, couldn't make it Sasquatch exactly for that reason.
Right.
Somebody probably has something on that. So, yes. That's all I got.
It took some work, but I got there this week. I actually had some answers. The only little tidbit I had aside from that one that I just said was that the girl that we meet in Alex's storyline, her name's Serena, right?
I wait until the end of the story to say her name because why don't we know her name until like the last 2 minutes of the storyline?
Right. And I rewatched this episode and I could have sworn at first they said her name was Sarita. So anyway, Serena is actually an actress on this other television show that I watched. Oh. I had no clue that she was on Degrassi. She's on the show All American and it's on the CW. And her actress's name is Greta. And apparently she moved to Canada when she was like 5, but she's like originally from Russia, which I had no clue about either. So she got one of her start is on Degrassi as Serena, who doesn't even go here, but apparently goes here this one episode to prove Alex a point or something.
Why were we here? Speaking of her descent, I ended up trying to figure out where the actress who plays Alex is from, because why did she come into this episode looking like she just came from the Caribbean?
Yeah, she was super tan and she looked even older than she normally did.
Right. She was at school in a business suit looking a good 34. And it didn't make any sense. I couldn't find the answer. I think they said Italian descent, mixed race. I don't know. I couldn't tell if that was like a bad spray tan or if homegirl just tans really easily because, again, somebody's brown is in her biology.
Yeah. If she was Italian, I could see her being Sicilian because they normally have darker skin.
But there was something that they had where it was like they were trying to imply that maybe she was like Hispanic. So then I was like, I don't know what we're doing here, but I don't like it.
Yeah,
why is our skin?
I don't get the storyline.
Her skin was is giving like controversial Kim Kardashian ads browning. Not saying that this isn't her natural color, but I was like, homegirl got a tan. What's happening here?
It was very obvious, too.
What are we leaning into here? Is this part of the storyline or is this just the part of the summer that we're in?
Right. Yeah. Don't get it, but.
Tidbit.
What is that?
I was watching the show with a coworker who is seeing Drake and they're like, wow, this is Drake and like. Kind of in his era, you know, this is when things are starting to just top off for him.
Mm-hmm.
You can tell by looking at them. And I got the information that Lil Wayne used to refer to Drake as Juicy Drake Rogers because Drake sent Lil Wayne an email and his email address was at rogers.net or something because I think that's our internet provider. And so Lil Wayne thought that Drake's last name was Rogers. And Drake did not have the heart to tell him that that was not his last name. That was his email provider.
That's so funny. And he's from Canada. So why the hell would Lil Wayne know that?
Exactly. So I thought that was a fun tidbit based off the fact that Jimmy is a pretty big part of this plot today.
Yeah, I think that is actually really funny. I had the thought when watching it, too, that like him and Spinner in real life have gone on to sell merch in some form or other. Mm-hmm. So that's funny.
Yes. All right. Are you ready for the recap?
Yes. Let's get into it.
All right. Plot B. Why the hell is Alex still here? I guess for the plot, she is there to boost her GPA. She is studying and some girls are intentionally mean to her. Alex says, I'm too old to engage. And she walks away because she like kind of threatens them and the girls call her bluff and Alex just walks away instead of engaging.
They like, girl, you old. We've seen you here mad times.
Exactly. Why are you still here, you super senior? Miss H finds Alex later smiling after a test and she remarks that this is not something she usually sees. So Alex says, well, I'm here to boost my GPA, as I said earlier, so she can go for the career that she wants, a physiotherapist. Miss H encourages Alex to take up an extracurricular activity, specifically lacrosse, because her team doesn't have enough members. Alex is like, absolutely not, because I don't do team sports. But then when she meets up with Paige and Paige says, yeah, girl, you don't do team sports, Alex is apparently offended because she goes back to join lacrosse.
Right. It looks like in that moment, she was just tired of people doubting her. But that's weird because like that was one of the first people in this episode to doubt her. Homegirl was actually like encouraging her to do something else because she thought she'd be good at it.
The continuity. Where is it?
Right.
So also, I want to say that Paige is pretending that her life at Banting is awesome, which is interesting when you know how her life at Banting goes. So I didn't know if she was like, if she's like trying to hype up her experience to hide it or just there's just a continuity error.
All the above.
Yeah. Is she doing the most because she's doing the most or is she doing the most because y'all want to come back and be like, actually, she's been lying this whole time. I don't really remember how the plot line goes. So I guess we'll find out when we get there. Alex decides to join the lacrosse team and that random girl, who we never see again, looks visibly disappointed. It's game day and the random girl without a name does not engage with Alex. I'm not calling her by her name. I don't care if we've already said it. She won't stand near Alex. She won't pass Alex the ball. And in case anyone was wondering, by at this point in time in the episode, we realize that her name is Serena because Alex catches up to Serena after the game and she's like, we have to get along. So she catches up to Serena. And I can't get past the fact that Alex is dressed like Hillary Clinton. So I can't believe that I actually wrote that in my comments.
That's funny. I'm screaming because the girl was like, oh, you finally remember my name. And Alex was like, no, bitch. Like,
yeah, homegirl actually, told me. No, I didn't. So in that conversation, I think Alex tells Serena we're supposed to get along. And so I'm trying to bridge whatever our issues are. And Serena's not here for this shit. She's like, bitch, no, we're not doing this. So then Alex ends up pushing her because she gets called a hateful bitch. But Miss 8 somehow sees that, but doesn't hear that Alex is called a hateful bitch. And she gets called into the principal's office and she gets like 10 weeks detention or something stupid.
How do you get detention when you are like merely visiting at this point?
Okay, but did she get 10 weeks? Because I'm trying to figure out how she got the same number of detentions as Peter.
That makes no sense. It's literally like, I'm confused. I didn't even know that those rules could apply to her.
Right. You ask a very good question. So she does get the detention. Oh, no, I'm sorry. She got a week of detention. All right, fine. Serena's mad because Alex doesn't remember her. And then she shares, I don't know if this was intentionally supposed to be a heartfelt story because she's like, 2 years ago, you almost blinded me with the laser pointer. Okay, theatrics. And then you tripped me and I sprained my ankle. Oh my God. Like, I'm not saying that these were not important things.
Right.
But like, she wasn't going to blind you with the laser pointer.
Yeah, it's the laser pointer story. Like, her tripping you makes sense because we see you're on a sports team that might have affected any other sports. But, like, the laser pointer is such a reach. And it's like, come on. I don't know that I would have remembered I did that to anyone either, because I don't know if the point was to blind her. You know what I mean? Like,
right. And I also, right, like, I think that maybe she was just messing around and she just right. happened. Which is, I understood what you said. It could have been anyone. But I also don't think that she tried to trip you and you sprained your ankle either. I don't think that happened. I'm not trying to, I don't know, victim blame or not trust the victim. But, like, the acting on top of the reasons why she hates Alex, I'm not here for it. It wasn't giving yeah. what I think it was supposed to give.
And, again, this is someone we literally haven't even seen in the background. Like, had this been Derek or someone that has been in the background randomly, it'd be more believable. This is just right. someone that you put in this episode today. I don't know, maybe they were testing this actress out for like later seasons or something. I could see that, but at least put someone that actually went to Degrassi, so it'd be more believable.
It's like this storyline, and I guess I have to keep watching to see where it goes with Alex, but it feels completely out of the blue, and then mm-hmm. we just kind of throw it out, and that's the end of that. No more Alex wanting to be a physiotherapist. She's back on Paige's couch eventually, smoking weed with Jay. Like, nothing comes of anything that happened in this episode. And that's why annoying. It's so confusing for me.
Yeah, that doesn't add up for me either, because they actually finally let her express that she had a lick of a hope and a dream. You know what I mean? And I get mm-hmm. her character's been through stuff, but, like, why bring us all the way here to just revert all the way back later?
That's what I'm saying. And I understand that things aren't always moving forward, but it's like they try to move forward to only move mm-hmm. backwards and keep going backwards. And I think something happens to Alex with her finances, the way they get set up, that she ends up being put in a tough position that does put her back a little bit. But I just don't like a girl who we never see again, who never saw before, thrown into this episode to make us try to feel bad for her, because it could have been anyone, but it was me. Like, was this like an anti-bullying episode? Was that the purpose right. of this? Was I supposed to feel bad for people who I might inadvertently do mean things to, because I'm not considering them as people? Was that your intention?
Yeah, that seems as about as close as it gets, but the stories still don't make sense to me.
Like, I don't know. I guess you had to be there. Anyway, yes, Alex argues, it wasn't personal, Serena says, but it wasn't just anyone. It was me, and I'm a real person. And then the conversation ends, and I guess they probably aired like an anti-bullying ad afterwards or something.
Yeah, you never know what someone's going through.
All right, so at this point in time, I would ask Terry if she has anything extra to add before we then skip to an ad break. But guess what? We still don't have any ads, so...
I'm so stuck on this. This is where y'all need to tell a friend, because how do they just pull the ads from us like that?
I'm so confused. It's like, I guess the ad has to continue growing. So we're only at 628 regular listeners, and we need to be at 1,000. And I think you have to keep getting more and more and more or something. I don't really understand. Because
me either.
We're not losing listeners.
Mm-hmm.
It feels like a scam.
They're missing. They're not telling us something, and I don't like that. So this is my tidbit in addition to my earlier ones. Tell a friend to tell a friend to play us in the background or something.
I guess we got to go make some more TikToks, huh?
Yeah, I think that's what it is. We need another TikTok boost.
Girl, I'm so overwhelmed. They actually have me doing my job at work. I actually had to watch the show during my lunch.
The nerve. That's
Isn't
not
that
what lunch is for.
Rude. Lunch is for any other thing besides doing my podcast.
Yeah, it's literally for anything else. The workday is for all that stuff.
Right. Anyway, so I don't know how I'm going to make some more TikToks, but I guess I'll try.
I might just have to clip these, like, our podcast episodes.
I feel like
to get the people interested.
Some good horror story memes.
A good voiceover, too.
Mm-hmm. You got a good voiceover voice. All right, on to plot A. Somehow Darcy ends up breaking up a spinner and not the other way around. And that is how we started this episode. She tells them that they needed to break up and she hopes they can be friends. Meanwhile, they took career aptitude tests. And I'm trying to figure out who thought it was a good idea to suggest a clown academy to anyone.
Okay, this is my issue. why was that even an option? Like, that is so mean. And these tests used to scare me for that reason, because I remember watching this episode when I was younger. And there was, like, a few other shows that would use an aptitude test, which I never have taken in my life. So I don't even know why that was so popular back in the day. But they used to scare me, because I'm like, what if I get, like, Gardner or something random?
Like, are you guys being serious?
They're unserious. That's unserious. You said that Spinner was going to be a clown or a lumberjack.
How did you think that, like, that no one is putting that on anything?
That's horrible.
I don't know what I'm doing. Anyway, so they took those tests. I think it's a terrible idea. I did think it was interesting that at least at the beginning of this plot, Spinner was not interested in being a cop either.
Mm-hmm.
I don't understand the fascination with Jimmy's t-shirts, though. I don't.
Girl.
Spinner's like moping around, writing sad poems about his breakup with Darcy. And Jimmy and Ashley tell Spinner, you need to get the hell out of the house and come over to Ellie and Marco's with them tonight. At Marco's and Ellie's, everyone gasses Jimmy up about how he should start selling his t-shirts. There was nothing. I guess I'm not au courant, as Paige says about Spinner.
It was really just like the, obviously they probably just used some freaking like clip art, but it looks exactly like that. Like it looks like some boxy clip art that they pasted on t-shirts. Like it wasn't even like, it didn't look hand-drawn. You know what I mean?
No one's asking for those shirts. Absolutely right. No one. But okay. So they're all gassing Jimmy up about his shirts. He tries to change the subjects, but then gets a little agitated because everyone thinks he should sell shirts instead of pursuing law, like his father wants him to do. Spinner loves what he hears, though, and he tries to egg Jimmy on. He says they should start a business and become the next John John and make lots of money so Spinner could forget all about Clown Academy. I don't understand how Spinner is getting in on this business. What are you bringing to the table, boo?
Right. Actually, and then I made the note, too. Did they said he was going to go to clown school because he always talks about seeing the Clown Academy movie?
You know that's exactly why they did that.
So petty.
Y'all are funny. So he tries to sell Jimmy, but Jimmy is not buying it. But Ashley encourages Jimmy to try it out because Spinner looked really sad as he sulked away, and he did.
Yeah, that's terrible. They just killed this man's non-existent hopes and dreams by saying he's going to be a clown.
They did. He deserved better. Apparently, people are really buying these t-shirts and they're becoming too big for their britches. And why does Spinner suggest pyramid scheme mail order? Is there ever any good type of pyramid scheme?
No way.
I was very confused by that line. And he's also like, let's rent a store. And I felt was like, this escalated really quickly. It felt unrealistic.
Right. Like, is it because it was the early 2000s and like e-commerce wasn't as popular? Because I would have absolutely just suggested we sell them online before I get a brick and mortar.
I was really confused why they went from Ellie's house to a store. Spinner's gassing Jimmy up. Just ask your dad about using your academic fund toward opening a store. The fuck? No.
Ciao.
I know Jimmy's dad is trash and he doesn't support his passion for art, but he was not wrong for trying to shut them bitches down from the jump. He's wrong for how he minimized Jimmy's art dreams, and he flat out said no. That whole interaction was all wrong, but his sentiments were not wrong.
Right. Like, he was totally right in doing that. I think what he missed is just actually giving constructive criticism, right? And being like, you probably should try just to continue selling shirts as is. Like, you don't need a store. But, like, if it picks up, then maybe. You know what I mean? But, like,
which they end up getting from Dylan. And they should have gotten, like, it's like he tried to tell y'all from the jump, but it came off as him being a hating ass bitch. And that's how we got stuck.
Yeah.
Anyway, so he tries to shut them down in a way where Jimmy then in turn becomes enraged because everyone is all upset. And then Jimmy's like, I don't need permission. I'm over 18. And they decide to open the shop without his blessing. So he really, the opposite happened because he, but also, how absent of a father are you?
You don't recognize.
You don't see any of this going on.
So it's giving like bookkeepers or stuff and like you never home, you don't know, you don't look at your bank accounts, X, Y, and Z, because none of this makes sense.
That's why he don't even have a wheelchair lift in his house. What kind of father are you?
Right.
So Jimmy's really excited with the turnout of the store opening and he tells Ashley if this thing works out with the t-shirts, we're just selling t-shirts at this point, that he could pay his way through art school. And Ashley's initially like, art school? But then she actually says she supports him as long as they're together. Unless it counts his, you know, track being on one of your songs, and then you're going to stop supporting his ass.
Then it doesn't mean anything. Tell me
why. Anyway, I am glad that she's able to support his art dreams. No shade to Hazel. Except, like, kind of. Some guys ask Spinner if they take debit, and Spinner shows them the money.
Stupid.
It says, cash only, and they, like, have this weird freeze where Jimmy definitely felt the type of way about that interaction. He felt the vibe, as anyone who is weary of others. It kind of reminds me of, like, I'm sure that's because you went to a university, you receive the security alerts, right? And it would always be a motherfucker walking at nighttime with their MP3 player out at the time, with their earplugs in, when their laptop basically waving around like they just don't care, getting robbed at 3 a.m. while they're drinking. That is the energy that Spinner's, like, showing them the cash gave. Y'all always be too comfortable.
That's the problem. And it's also like, you are just, you're a brand new store that's just getting up and running. You don't even have a cash register. So that was, like, the dumbest thing you could have done. Like, child. They see you have a safe as a box for where you keep all this money with all these customers in the store. Okay.
And a safe that's not even locked. Not even a lockbox. Nothing.
Girl, he is just so stupid. Did you hear how he was like, oh, they'll be back? Like, yes, you dumbass, for the money.
Girl. Girl. So nobody tells Spinner that that was stupid. Spinner is every person at university, as I said, who used to walk around with their valuables on full display all the time. Money out. Looking a fucking mess. They return. I said the gang returns, and then I was like, that's confusing, because which gang? There's no gang. The crew returns to Ellie and Marco's, and Dylan apparently lives there as household, celebrating the money that they made. Jimmy starts throwing money all around, and Dylan instantly steps in like, no, that's not how that works. That's not how any of this works. You have to pay your bills before you pay everyone else. And it suddenly dawns on them that running a store is not as easy as they thought it would be. Duh. Spinner decides to raise, aka double, the prices, which has driven the customers away. Or maybe the fact that everyone has already bought a shirt, why would I be buying more?
Right. I don't care how many colors of this dang design you have, I already have one. I was
so confused. Jimmy is pissed, though. He's getting cold feet. And one thing Jimmy's going to do is go for the jugular when he's mad at Spinner. Spinner is dreaming big. He's talking about all the things they're going to get. And Jimmy, acting like his daddy, crushes Spinner's dreams real quick.
Wake up. There's no yacht, okay? In 10 years, I will be practicing law in New York, and you will be twisting balloon animals in North York.
You ain't used to do all that. Spinner leaves Jimmy alone, and he goes to take a break. And the guys from earlier, who were very shady, return and they rob the store. Now they're definitely not going to make that money back and they're screwed. So there's an intense fight scene, which results in Spinner holding the guy in a very secure hold, because obviously Spinner is destined to be a cop. Anyway, after the actual cops arrive, because they show up after the incident happens and therefore did not deter any actual crime. Anyway, they are more focused on Spinner and Jimmy needing a vendor's license than the fact that they were just robbed. And they literally leave on that note. They're like, you guys need a vendor's license. Bye. Okay. Jimmy says they're closing. Yes.
No one even talked about the fact that, so did they arrest the one guy and find out where the other one was? You know what I mean? Like,
what was the resolution? We need a resolution. In fact, we don't get a resolution in either one of these plot lines, so I know that's going to be the title of this episode. Anyway, so they walk away. Jimmy says they're closing up shop, and he's met with a little bit of pushback from Spinner. Jimmy tells Spinner that he's very talented and highlights Spinner for taking down the intruder with ease. Spinner says, well, if I can take down a robber, Jimmy, you can be honest with your dad. And the episode ends, and I'm confused because, again, where was the resolution for Alex and Serena? And the B plot, like, that was it.
Yeah, and how do the two connect? Because, you know, sometimes there's like an underlying thing. It's just like,
They didn't.
Y'all all back at Degrassi? Like,
this was just extra footage. But I did think, this is completely random. Have you ever seen like the little short Degrassi episodes?
Yes, I feel like I've seen them circulate on TikTok.
So I have Samsung TV, and Samsung TV used to have a Wild Brain channel. I wonder if they still have it, where they would just show Degrassi all day long. I need to go look and see if they still have it. But basically, they would play some of the Degrassi shorts. And I want to say, I'm not positive, but watching this episode, I feel like they have a short based off of this episode where somewhere in here, Jimmy ends up imagining that he's able to walk again. And he like gets up to save Ashley from a tray of food hitting her in the face or something weird. And she's like, my hero. And everybody gets up and claps for them. So the lunchroom scene made me think of that short. And I wonder if we're in that same era of that being filmed.
Yeah, they call like Degrassi minis or something.
Mm-hmm.
That's funny. I kind of do have a memory of a Jimmy one with him standing.
I gotta go look it up. Oh, here it is. Don't mind me, I'm just watching it.
Apparently the Degrassi minis was from the N, and it was the network's first original online series.
Make it make sense.
Interesting. This is okay. On YouTube and online before.
So Spinner is still with Darcy in this mini.
I see. So it. I see the
I guess
thumbnail.
It is not same season, but not the same.
This is
now I gotta
so
go pull
interesting.
Up the episode and see what she's wearing.
Yeah, there's like, several seasons.
They're very good. Amazing. Mm-hmm. High quality content. Okay. Can confirm that Ashley is wearing a different outfit.
Interesting.
And it was completely irrelevant, but now we all know. I just want to know when I've seen this bitch wearing this outfit. Anyway. That tangent, which is not really a tangent because it was about the episode, is over. Anything else that you want to add before I wrap up the episode?
No. I got nothing aside from tell a friend to listen to the damn podcast.
Yeah.
Yes, I know.
WTF. All right, guys. So next on Degrassi, Sean finally gets out of jail. Because the way I forgot about that boy, and he reunites with Emma. Thinking that he has the perfect girlfriend, but he soon realizes that she isn't as innocent as she seems. The patriarchy in this episode pissed me off. Because he finds out what she did with Jay last year. You little bitch. Him, Sean, he's the problem, not Emma. Jay is kind of a problem. Meanwhile, Derek has a problem when Mr. Perino begins bullying him and Danny. Speak of episodes with zero resolution. That wraps this week's episode of Below the Dot Podcast. If you enjoyed your listen, please tell a friend to tell a friend. No, seriously. To hold you over between episodes, you can follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok under some derivative of the username Below the Dot. And maybe my job will stop making me do my job, and I'll be able to film some TikToks. Feel free to reach out with any questions, comments, or concern on either of our social media accounts or email us at whateverittakes385@gmail.com. Thank you so much for listening, and we'll be back this time next week. Whatever it takes.